people think mainly about temperature. But what I'm interested in, especially through this project and anywhere else in the world, is how this change in temperature will translate in water availability.
That's the voice of Anthony Lehman. He's an environmental scientist and project coordinator of a major multi-partner project to monitor and model the Black Sea catchment area. The Black Sea is fed by water from the Danube, the Dniester, the Dnieper and the Don. And the air provides the water that stretches, that providing that water stretches from Austria in the west to central Russia in the east. It's a catchment that has not historically been doing very well. The Black Sea catchment is internationally known as one of the ecologically unsustainable development and inadequate resource management, which has led to severe environmental, social and economic problems. And with climate change, will its future be bleaker still? Recently, I asked Mr. Lehman, who shares his time with UN organisation, the Environment Programme, UNEP, and the University of Geneva. I asked Mr. Lehman to describe how the study will work.
Everybody now knows about Google Earth and how we can explore Earth like this, but in Google Earth you don't find a lot of scientific data. So GeoGeos is building this scientific tool to access scientific data in an easy way. Mm-hmm. And to do so, the people that hold and collect this data need to be connected. They need to learn how to get connected to this system. And hopefully, a better informed world is probably a better future for this region.
It's not really about just collecting, but you're going to actually model with these numbers,
yeah, exactly,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. It's difficult to get funding at in these days. Saying that you will be collecting data, you want to analyze it and look at it, and our analysis will be a lot in scenarios exploring what might happen in the future.
Okay. So looking at if using climate model one, mm-hmm. if the climate does this, you can expect these implications.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And preliminarily, what do you expect for this region, or is it just too early to say?
There are different scenarios already written. There are people from UNEP that have done reports on the state of this region, and also recently the World Wildlife Fund has done a report. This region is like many others in the world are facing a choice now, like we are all, in fact, whether we want to continue with this consumption society or try to move towards something more sustainable. So I think anything can happen still. Mm-hmm. Certainly, they are not the best prepared first, not aware of what's happening, and that's another objective of our project, to raise awareness of the public, of the decision makers, and so on.
Well, many of the regions where the water drains from in this mm-hmm. catchment area, they're not the wealthiest countries in the world, are they? Romania and Bulgaria on one side, Ukraine and Russia, all with other fish to fry, as it were. Mm. Do you think the governments there are concerned about the health of the catchment?
Yeah, they are. At least there are people concerned, but certainly not to the level that we know in our countries. And mm-hmm. that's true for the rest of the world also. Here we hear a lot about climate change and people start being aware of it. We see it on television. Even car makers advertise with climate change and how we should use less gas and so on. But in those regions, I don't think they are that aware. And